And we are coming in towards cricket season, football season almost behind us. And if you're a cricket club out there looking for a bit of money, you could use the Grassroots Cricket Fund and the Australian Cricketers Association's Kelly Appleby joins us. Kelly, good morning.
Good morning.
How did the Grassroots Cricket Fund come about through the Australian Cricketers Association?
Well, basically the players, the elite players, basically have said that, hey, how can we support grassroots cricket? Obviously, we know that every cricketer starts at that level, and the players wanted to create an opportunity where local clubs, those that they're connected with or others around Australia, can have an opportunity to get some additional funds to be able to put into their cricket clubs to, whether it be help with equipment grants or to help with some facilities, just to make sure that grassroots funds continue to grow and develop the foundation of cricketers in the future.
And what's the restrictions on the Grassroots Cricket Fund? Is there anything that's declared off limits in terms of what can be funded through the fund?
Oh, look, there's two types of funds that are set up. The one that we're talking about at the moment is a $2 million equipment grants fund for this year. There is a commitment of over $30 million to go into this fund over a period of time. But this one can be for things like, obviously, under the current restrictions because of the virus, there might be clubs that need to be able to buy some more equipment, pads, bats, gloves, given that there's probably no sharing of equipment. We know that there's going to be some additional expenses around, setting the club up for the COVID restrictions and the hygiene side of things. But then there's also opportunity to be able to get, some covers or some a barbecue. So there is some guidelines around it, but there's also a lot of flexibility in what clubs can go and request as well. The other part of it is there's this facilities grant, so it's a little bit more kind of detailed, but clubs can apply through their state association to be able to upgrade their facilities in conjunction with local government, etc., to be able to get nets and help to build their facilities up as well. So, there's a number of different options that clubs can look into, but this one that we're talking about right now is purely just for equipment and things around the club to, I guess, make the experience more enjoyable for those that are playing the game.
And how can clubs get access to the funding? Is there a website they can go and visit?
Yeah, so if they go onto the website and put in grassrootscricketfund.com.au, they'll get all the information there, get links on frequently asked questions, but also be able to submit their application. My understanding is it only takes about 10, 15 minutes to submit an application, so we want to see as many people as possible jumping in and asking for some support.
Perfect opportunity to get amongst the cash for those cricket clubs out there on the Eyre Peninsula. Kelly Appleby of the Australian Cricketers Association, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Thanks very much for having me.